Let's do this. From there, this is your host, Trevante Jaramillo. Welcome to the KillTrendRadio.com site. Very glad to have you folks here. This is going to be a good one, I think. I hope, because I got the deck stacked for us today.
I brought the Cheetos.
Got Cheetos. Got beer.
Got Cheetos, dude.
Everything's looking good here. I'm here with a couple dudes. A couple awesome dudes. Joey Sissom, across from me. We just met last week. I did a couple of shows already. He's super jazzed about this whole thing, and I wanted to have him back because he's badass.
Thank you, yeah.
How's dude. It going, bro?
Fucking A, it's going good.
But the centerpiece, sorry.
Oh, I'm just a piece now.
Damn right.
But it's the centerpiece.
Mr. Andrew Scott, drummer, timekeeper, Concrete Effect. How are you, my man?
I'm here, man.
You're looking pretty.
I was going to do my hair up really nice for you and everything, but, you know, I just wore the hell out of those curlers.
I like your hair, man. You should dread it, dude.
No way, man. Can't walk around smelling like my feet. That's bad enough.
Jesus Christ. That really caught me off guard just now. We got a lot to get to tonight, and apparently I want to say hi to everybody in chat. We got Deanna Marie, and Malice, Woogie Foof, I don't know what's going on there, Rock Hog. Hopefully you get your internet worked out there, sir. He's acting like he's not going to be able to go on tonight. But that's cool for us. That means we can go for 3 hours. Just talk about tits.
Talk about titties.
What do you think?
Titties are nice.
What? Like he has... What? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's coming through you like you got hiccups.
I have hiccups? Shit.
Why? No, hiccups, not the shits.
Well, what is she listening to it on?
What are you listening to it on?
Yeah, this thing is really a pain in the ass sometimes. Anyway, so here's what I got for you people. We got music talk. We got the band Concrete Effect stuff going on. Crazy tour stuff about to happen, maybe. Most likely. We got the pussification of America continuing. And we're going to talk about vices, apparently. Fair enough.
I know you'd catch me on that one.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You know what? Let's fucking start there. What did you give up? You went on Facebook what a week and a half ago, and you said that you were giving up one of your last three
vices? I have the last three vices. All
right.
One is cussing and swearing. Two is chewing. Three is smoking one cigarette a day, and I gave up smoking that one cigarette a day about a week ago. Now I have found that I need another vice to replace it.
Oh, okay.
Well, cussing's not a vice, dude, so...
When I cuss, I'm real good at it. I'm better than a porn movie when I get mad and start cussing.
Jesus Christ. Let me interrupt and say we have a new phone number, so call us up, 970-366-7666. That's pretty... metal. I dig
That's
it.
That's pretty.
That's Kill Trend Radio-esque. Let's get after it. Why would you smoke one cigarette a day?
I don't know. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you smell that coffee, and that coffee just goes with that cigarette. And I mean, anybody who's ever smoked and drank coffee, that is the perfect concoction for the morning.
All right.
Aside, you know, back in my days when I used to do drugs and alcohol, you know, a line, a beer, and then your coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, but cigarettes go with beer better in my world, man.
Yeah, they do, but me drinking
it just seems bizarre, though. Like, I understand the whole, like, you know, one cigarette because I've never really smoked. I don't know how to smoke. Like, I can't smoke weed. Like, I choke all the time.
I can't
smoke a cigarette. I just, like, you know how people make fun of people that choke when they smoke weed. Yeah. I can't smoke a cigarette either. I do the same shit with that. So, like, for me, like,
good for you.
Well, like, you know, we were up yesterday on the deck drinking. Yeah, you know, yeah. Melissa's lighting up a little bit, so I'm like, you know, let me have a drag. I successfully took two drags of a cigarette yesterday, but like, why? You seem like a man that doesn't need one cigarette a day. Why would you even keep that up?
You're holding on to the past, is what it is. holding on to the past right there. You got to have, you know, all my other vices I had were terrible.
Move your phone. What are you doing?
I don't know. Jeez. I'm trying to hold it off the table so it doesn't buzz.
Well, don't hold it over the board.
Let me just say this. Make sure the monitor speakers are on and the mixing board is on. I was sending a message out.
Okay,
She's downstairs listening in my studio.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So it might not be me?
No.
We'll see. You know what?
It's nice for a change.
No, here's the thing, though. If she can hear it, that means I did the little thing right, so.
All
right,
cool.
Even if it's like.
At least
I did it right, so.
Well, my computer's kind of a piece of shit, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not high-end, high-technology like you.
Yeah, this is amazing. I have $1,200 sitting in front of us right now.
This is badass.
I got a set of pedals that I have to power mine with. I pedal it.
Fucking Fred Flintstone computer.
So my vices. Okay. Vices, you know, it is that time of the morning. I'm one of those dudes that likes to get up real early in the morning, and I like to watch the sun come up. And when that sun comes up and you're drinking that hot cup of coffee and you're smoking that cigarette, you're up before anybody else, because I get up like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're just out there contemplating the world's demise, if that's what you want. And
everybody else
is laying their ass in the bed, sleepy dreaming and stuff. And by the time you're done smoking your cigarette and drinking your coffee and you're awake, you've showered and everything, everybody else is just dragging their worthless asses out of the bed. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah. How about Joey? Like, what's, I mean...
My vices?
You're not a man that deprives himself of much, I don't think.
You know, I quit things when I need to quit them. When my kids were coming along, I quit drinking and smoking dope and eating LSD and shit like that for about 20 years, and then started smoking dope again when... My oldest was probably, I think on his 18th birthday, I started smoking dope again. But I'm a light hitter, so it doesn't take me much to just get fucking whacked. And
where are you at with that? Have we ever talked about that, Andy?
Yeah, what's your story with Boo, man, with dope?
I think it should just totally be legalized, get it over with. They're starting to see how much money that can be made off of it. They're starting to see a lot of medical uses for it, and they're getting around this, you know, scared little old folks thing about it.
Yeah, Reefer Madness and, is yeah, now
Reefer,
it's a joke.
Reefer Madness is
now
a
it's
joke.
A joke to everybody,
but
not
to me,
just the people that know.
The only problem I have with it is some of the personalities that come along with it. I mean, don't do it on the job. Don't waste my time.
What were we talking about?
And yeah, and. The next thing is somebody comes up in your face and just basically says, "Hey, man, it's fucking legal, and I can do it anytime I want." And
yeah, no,
I just kind of sit there and go, "I can knock your fucking teeth out. That's illegal, but I will feel better, and you won't."
Yeah. No, I got a guy right now. I mean, well, that's going to narrow it down, so I don't give a fuck, though. He's an asshole. he won't stop fucking high-end before he comes to work. And he's, like, one of the first lines of defense. And I'm like, you know, you're really, like, okay, we're going to get to, like, what is pissing us off about America later.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. It's like, at what point does anybody have a fucking, you know, feeling in their heart and in their body to get up and go to a job and actually fucking do it right?
Most jobs are difficult to fuck up.
I mean, it's not a real challenge to do a job right. All you got to do is fucking what you're told. I mean, you know.
Old Man Beaston on Twitter right now. He just tweeted the picture of the player, and it's coming through perfectly. #1cig. So he's on with us. Thanks, OMB. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks,
killer,
man.
Killer.
I just if somebody wants to lay back and relax with it, I have no problem with it whatsoever. I mean, but when you spend most of your day that way, come on. It's like me spending most of my day fucked up on coke or booze.
Yeah.
But the Indians have an expression that says gacho dabwa. That means basically somebody's full of shit.
No, I mean, that's something.
I don't know.
I wish booze was as self-limiting as every other thing I've ever done was. Like chew. Mm-hmm. Like I chewed for like 6 months maybe. And I was all about it. Like I had one a week ago. And it was like, I mean, not that I know what heroin's like, but it felt like that. I was just like, oh, this shit's amazing. Why did I stop doing that? And I'm like, oh, I remember. It's fucking gross.
Well, you know? I chew all the time.
That's why I'm trashing you. Like, that's the whole thing.
The problem is, people do, they think chewing tobacco.
Ah,
is,
son of a bitch. God damn it.
Fucking thing.
Did it go dead on us?
Yep. I think it's still. Fuck. Well, we're off right now, I think. Yep, disconnected. Shit. Anybody? What's going on here? Does anybody even give a shit at this point? I'm starting to lose my fucking caring right now.
Are you losing your composure?
Da, 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 da.
Hello?
Hello, vas estás?
What the fuck? Anybody? What's going on here? Does anybody even give a shit at this point? Okay, yeah, we're back. God damn it. Fuck.
Fucking bullshit.
Sorry, people.
So, Colorado, schizophrenic, you're right.
Yeah, very... Okay, we're talking about America now, people. I apologize for the internet issues. Apparently, Rock Hog is not the only person having a, you know, terrible internet night. We live in a really weird state, you know, Colorado. We got the legalization of pot. We got, you know, crazy conservative people that want all gays and potheads dead. You got gun nuts.
Licensed hunting from fucking drones and shit.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is, like, you know, you and I, Andy, have had a lot of discussions about, like, you know, where this country's headed and how, like, fucked it seems. For you, like, what's been on your mind, like, that you just want to move to fucking, not France, I was going to say France. But
oh, fuck France. You know, I have just actually stopped paying any attention to the whole pussification of America. Okay, supposedly, okay, we got a bunch of tough guys that think they're badasses, but what do? They sit in, you know, grand halls and throw pieces of paper out with big words on it telling America, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to be. And then they hide behind their thug forces, their alphabet soups. Okay? I don't care if you're left wing or right wing or any kind of wing. Okay? People, it's time. We've had enough of these jackasses. We at least need to get half of our government back to normal people. Or not normal people, because I don't know what the fuck normal is anymore.
Right.
And you're talking about the potheads and the gun nuts and the gays and stuff like that. I'll tell you right up right now. Hey, gun nuts and pothead haters, throw a glow stick in the fucking street. They'll run out and chase it. Okay? That's the easiest solution. Okay? Potheads, stop being so fucking combative with people that
aren't.
Yeah,
exactly. What is that?
I don't care. Yeah, Do it on your own time. Groovy. You got your law passed. I don't care. All right? Gays. I'll tell you straight up. I have two friends that come up and hang out with us at least every other weekend, and they're gay. But they are probably the two funnest, craziest son of a bitches I have ever met. You know? And you know what? There's nothing like these religious and right-wing fanatics think they are. They're just a couple of guys that just like to ski, drink whiskey, and shoot the shit. Just like everybody else.
Right.
But it's totally lost on people that do not know gay folks. You know,
I feel like that's what it is. Like, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where, like, we live in a, like, it's almost like 1800 still. Because, like,
yes.
If you don't have a gay friend, then you don't understand what it's like to just be, you know, be hanging out with, like, a gay person, and it's not like this whole, like, you know how many people still are like, you know, well, I, you know, he's gay, you know, like, is he gonna, like, touch me?
No,
like,
because
how fucking ridiculous is that?
Most of the people that think that way are fat, dirty, fingernailed, and ugly. You know, most gay men want a built fucking, you know, gay dude, just like straight women want built fucking straight dudes. They don't care. They want a nice body. Nice everything. can it with the thing. Quit being so fucking scared of them. You know, if you're a big Billy Badass and you're scared of a little flaming gay guy, what does that say about
you? What if you're scared of a bigger badass gay guy?
Well, let me just say this. Because
that is not synonymous with tiny.
Since we're talking about, you know, like good-looking, yoked-out dudes, I just want to shout Dean Montgomery.
Yoked-out dudes.
Yeah, just.
Is that a new word that I need to learn?
You don't know about yoked out?
No.
Diesel?
No.
Sexy?
Well, that's me. They call me the big sexy.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the big sexy.
Dean Montgomery, thanks for being here. Sorry the fucking shit doesn't work.
Oh, hopefully. Oh my God. We have to... Talking what? About yoked out?
Yeah. Eggs?
No, man. One of the guys that's a roommate at our house, Josh Wolf, it's his birthday today.
Ah, Josh, yeah. Josh.
Yeah.
How old is Josh?
Josh is 27, and his nickname is Sparkles. Yeah, Josh, I said that. Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Why Sparkles?
Because he wanted a rugby name out in Huntington Beach, and, you know, be careful what you wish for, because one of the older guys called him Sparkles, instead,
dude.
Or Wolfman or
That's
whatever.
Awesome.
I don't know how, but the story got all the way back here. But he's a great kid, and he's kind of yoked out. But you want to know what the heartbreaker was?
What's that?
As one of the other young guys that lives out there with us, he, you know, they're both rugby players. They're big, 6'3", 6'4", big-ass motherfuckers, built to the gills. And she was kind of adjusting us one night and trying to fix us up because we were all beat up and shit like that. And she fixed up Josh, and, oh, Josh hates this story so bad. And, you know, he's all muscles and everything, stands up, all flexing and stuff. And then she gets done with me, and she says, "He's solid. You're solid. Under that, he is thick." And I went, I flexed at Josh. I said, "I'm the Rock, baby." And that's
awesome.
That's been a, kind of a running joke. It pisses him the hell off every time I do it. You need to shut the fuck up.
Awesome.
Okay, done with that. But happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah,
happy,
Josh
birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
And Richie McDilda, too. That's his name, McDilda.
I've seen that name thrown around a little bit. McDilda.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, seeming.
He's a good kid. Two good kids born on the same day.
You
one day.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I keep checking in on making sure the fucking stream is going. I won't do that again, people. Sorry.
No, man,
I thought my subconscious was taking over. I got
That'd
a delay
a
in
thing,
my brain.
Robin.
David tell Andy, maybe you're gay. Maybe that's why you keep talking about being gay, because you secretly are gay.
That's okay.
Listen, voices in my head.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking to? I'm not talking
you know
to
what?
You.
They'll still call me the big sexy. I don't care.
I agree.
I don't care.
As long as you got a moniker. Man.
So right this second, like, the reason I brought this up, and we're going to go to the Facebook feedback. God, why am I such a...
I don't know. Because Comcast frustrated you.
It really did. It got my fucking panties in a twist. Got Cheetos.
Here, have a Cheeto,
That's
man.
That's not going to help me right now, bro.
Put it in your nose.
You were going to say something else, but whatever.
Change your voice.
Besides, like, all the, you know, the super combative potheads and, like, the gun nuts that won't shut the fuck up, like, what else, like, I'll lead this one off. I'm asking you a question also. But right now my whole thing is this whole free speech versus, not versus, like, okay. The way I heard it best, like, recently, everybody wants your opinion on something. Now, you know, luckily, the three of us, like, nobody's ever going to come for our jobs. Like, we can be shitty.
Yeah, don't nobody want to pour concrete.
No, but I'm saying, like, you say cunt face to some old lady, like, nobody's going to be like, you know, he needs to be fired for saying that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
nobody's coming after your job. But, like,
if you're pushing the envelope of free speech, just to be pushing the envelope, somebody needs to smack you in the mouth. But if you're...
Well, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah. If you are trying to get a message across that has substance and it actually crosses the line a little bit, that's fine. But if you're pushing the envelope just to see, you know, how many people's buttons you can push, you're a dumbass.
What's up, David?
You know... In my book, you're a dumbass. You know.
Well, because what's the point? I mean, like, really? Like, okay, if you're us, like, is there anything that you would see that you'd be like, holy shit? Not really, right? I mean, there's stuff, like, obvious, like, really awful things.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you see, like, you know, I mean, there's been some stuff floating around on the internet, especially, like, you know, was it Ray Rice? Comes out of the fucking elevator and is, you know, he's holding his unconscious wife that he fucking belted while they were in the elevator.
No fucking
way. You know, like, that, like, to me, I'm like, oh, god damn it. You know, like, that's a little rough.
Some shit kind of takes, like, you by, know, surprise,
you know,
yeah.
Dick jokes and, like, you know, porn, like, unless it's a horse killing a guy, I'm not really concerned. Like, it doesn't get at me like that. And the fact that there are people, like you were saying, that you know, intentionally try to push buttons for that kind of purpose is ridiculous, you know?
It is. What they're trying to do is, to me, it's like they're trying to remove us and remove any ethics or morals that we have left, which we have very few. I mean, when people have the legal system behind them and they're yapping and flapping their gums, and you say, could you please stop? Would you please stop? And they keep pushing the envelope just so you will attack them so they can use the laws against you.
Right.
Okay? To me, that is weak. That is spineless. That's the pussification of America. Right there.
That's it in a nutshell?
Yeah.
To you?
If somebody comes up to me and starts, you know, degrading me or talking trash to me, you know, there's got to be a reason. Either I screwed up or they're just stupid. One of the two. And I will use the word stupid and dumbass freely on this show. you know, why? Why would you want to do something like that? Because, you know, no matter who wins or loses that fight between me and that person, we're both going to hurt in the morning.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you're going to remember that some fat, long-haired, tattooed 51-year-old tangled with you last night.
Right.
You know?
You know what they're doing.
Stop it. Now, what about you? Like, where do you?
When people are doing the kind of shit that you're talking about, they're just looking for attention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if you give them attention, you're giving them what they're asking for.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you ignore them, then you're fucking.
That's the problem, though. Nobody gets ignored. Like, everybody, like, even me, like this right now. Okay, we lost everybody because I'm, you know, Comcast is shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got 7 or 8 people hanging around right now. Like, why would anybody care about anything either any of us say right now, you know? But there's forums. That's one problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, bloggers and stuff. Problem, I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if this will register with you guys. But, like, we were talking. I was listening to Jay Moore Sports, and they were talking about a blogger. You know, got some information, put up a blog, did this whole thing, and it's like, what really? Like, how is a blog news, or how is a blog media? You know what I mean? And I sent a tweet out and I said, you know, bloggers and, like, you know, troller podcast people or, like, anybody that, like, grabs onto, you know, some shit that happened and then they exploit it for their own reason or whatever. It's like those people are like a fucking infrared enabled AC-130 just flying over the fucking world.
Yeah.
And as soon as they see that heat signature, it's danger close. Bring it. You know? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why do... The reason it's the same argument as, like, you know, the media is responsible in part for shootings, because the people that perpetrate shootings, they realize that they're going to get their 15 minutes of fame, maybe more.
In other ways,
we discussed
as well.
This the last time.
Yeah, we did.
They're betas.
Tell him about that. And whoever's in here, you need to hear this theory because it's fucking brilliant.
Okay,
9 of you, thank you for being here.
And here's the thing, okay? If you look at most of these mass killings and you look at their personalities, yes, they had some psychological problems. But the thing that is not being admitted by these psychologists nowadays is all of them had beta personalities. They were not alphas. And the thing is while they were growing up in America, we have equal rights. Am I correct? Okay. You are born with equal rights, but we are not born equal. But everybody tells them as they are growing up, you are equal. You are equal to this person over here and this person over here and this person over here. Well, guess what happens when they get out in the real world and they find out, oh my God, I'm not equal. Oh, what do I do? And they just, you know, retreat into this anger, and they go from 0 to 100. I mean, very, very quickly. And when you put a weapon in somebody's hands like that, or weapons, and give them that much anger, they'll go out there and try and prove that they are alphas. I have friends that are betas that think by owning automatic weapons or owning a bunch of guns makes them an alpha.
Now,
they're
not. Let me stop you with that, okay? Because I'm a gun owner, and not automatic weaponry, but I have some pretty cool shit, you know? There's a big part of me, like, I enjoy the thing. I enjoy the hobby of it, just getting out there and doing it. There's zero piece of me that thinks that I'm any less vulnerable or tougher because of them.
The difference is that you don't call me up and go, "Hey, Andy, I've got this new rifle and it's a 24/36 and it shoots this much for awesome muzzle velocity, blah 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 blah, and I'm God with it. Fuck the government." You don't do that. I have people that do that.
It's insane. Like, okay, and then to that point, like, I'll bring Joey in on this one here. Like, do we actually live in a country where people think that we're going to end in a zombie apocalypse? I mean, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude, I do know what you mean.
What the fuck? Like, okay, there was a tiny sliver of me before Sandy Hook that was like, you know, the rifle that I do have is, you know, relatively cheap to use, let's say. There was a part of me that's like, you know, the idea of, like, I have enough ammo to make it to get more ammo. You know, that stupid zombie horse shit. Like, I thought about that for a minute.
The only thing you need to think about is one shot, one kill. That's it.
Yeah.
If you can't kill him in one shot, if we have a zombie apocalypse...
It's fucking stupid, though.
It is. The whole... I mean, why even talk about this?
I think it's become a joke that it's been ingrained in the American fabric of sick humor. That's all it is.
Yes, but I feel there are people...
fun of it, yeah. But I
feel
there
are people that they're,
yeah,
like... They're like, well, I'm coming over here if shit hits... I'm like... What do you mean shit? Hit, yeah. Like, we're gonna be killed by a predator drone before fucking zombies. Like, zombies is not gonna happen. Idiots. Sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling about it. It's annoying.
You wanna know? I agree impossible. With you.
Well, yeah, besides that, I mean,
besides the fact
fucking,
that it's impossible.
Idiots.
I agree with you. Yeah, there's nothing else I could say, but I agree with you.
You know what, Andy,
so,
you're right, too.
So David just chatted in. It says, "Freedom of speech, you can say what you want without crime and punishment from government. It doesn't mean you aren't going to have fucking consequences."
Repercussions. Yeah, of
course.
I'm trying to, I know.
The thing is a lot of people that have freedom of speech are not willing to suffer the consequences. If they wind up, you know...
There's not supposed to be consequences.
No, the consequences,
that's,
I think
that's
he's talking about... I think that, he's talking about, like, ostracization. You know, like, your friends won't talk to you.
That's different.
You know,
I'm talking about
consequences,
like
this guy's talking
gonna,
about, but I could be wrong.
You're going to hurt me financially because I, you know, yelled, you know... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you could sue somebody for verbal abuse, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually can.
You fucking can, yeah. But, you know, it's,
oh, look at
it's
this. They're getting after it in chat. Rock Hog, I disagree, punk. There's no freedom of speech. You try to speak your mind, you get arrested, because I have before just by giving my freedom of speech and ended there. I don't know what happened, Rock Hog. You dropped off there. But you know, he's got a point.
Yeah, you can.
The thing is if you're giving your freedom of speech to somebody with a badge on, they don't give a shit.
Or if your freedom of speech I'm going to kill the principal of my high school or some shit like that. That's it's freedom of speech, but then again, it's a fucking threat.
All right,
too,
okay.
You know?
Do you know anything about this Donald Sterling thing?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Who the hell's calling me?
Why would he not call the...
Eric, don't call me!
I love how you call him Eric.
Eric. It's spelled E-R-I-C. Eric.
What the fuck? Where did you get that at, dude?
E-R-I-C. Eric.
That's really how you say it, too.
Eric.
It's bizarre.
I say it how it's fucking spelled.
That's so fucking funny. I can't even believe it.
Tell him to, like, text him and have him call the show.
There's a difference between freedom of speech and hate speech.
We need to test the phone lines. Like, send him the 366-7666. Call us, people. Come on, David. Get in here.
666. Oh. 970.
What kind of...
366.
Why do you have a phone that still makes electronics buzz?
Because I like the way it bounces off the steel plate in my head, man. It's like vibrates when I get a headache. Don't touch me. Don't judge me.
All right, let's go back to David. He's back up on chat. I'm just saying there is a difference between freedom of speech and hate speech. Agreed? If you hate against a group of people and have social backlash, that's not an injustice to you. That's a fair, simple point. I don't think that's what we're talking about, though. Like that's not what I'm trying to get at. Do you know about the Donald Sterling thing?
Yeah, he
do you know about that?
He said some things.
Well, let's clue him in.
You go ahead.
All right. So Donald Sterling is he owned the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team, right?
He still does. Hasn't sold it yet.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. But basically, he's like 80, something like that.
Yeah.
And he's bouncing around town with some 20-year-old half black, half Mexican chick, right?
She's nasty looking.
And she looks like a fucking tranny. She's all I said tranny.
Oh.
Now Comcast is going to shut the podcast down. I said a hate speech thing.
Are you talking about transmissions?
Yes.
She's Turbo 350.
She's a mixed transmission, and I don't even know what they do. Like, are they really fucking? I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. That wouldn't even be able to be considered arm candy because that's pretty nasty.
No, it's terrible.
That's like carrying a dog shit under your arm.
Well, whatever floats your boat. Anyway, what's the story?
No, she goes on, like, the theory is some shit went down. He's married, by the way, and this chick is not his wife. The wife finds out, and then her name is Vivian Stiviano, the chick he's hanging out with.
What a name, Vivian Stiviano.
She tries to blackmail him, basically, by just recording conversations. And it started with an Instagram picture of her and Magic Johnson. Now, Donald Sterling is supremely racist and not apologetic about it. Like, he's a fucking old dude. Like, old people are just fucking racist. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, a lot of them, yeah.
She's having a conversation with him, and she's basically saying, like, the thing that got him in trouble was, you know, I don't care if you love black people and they're a part of your friends, but, like, as long as you're associated with me, I don't need you advertising that you like black people. That's racist, but, like, they're in their fucking house. She fucking pops on the recorder on her iPhone and just slides it under his fucking turkey neck and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's classic.
It's illegal. It's bullshit. What it turns out, like, she sold the tape to TMZ, I think, and the NBA got a hold of it, who has a new commissioner. First name is – or last name is Silver. I can't remember his first name, which is weird. Sterling Silver, whatever. you're right. I am a cunt.
That's fucking funny.
I am a cunt for saying that. No, but so it boils down to this: the commissioner gets these tapes, and he's the new guy in town. I'm gonna put my name on it, and I'm gonna slap the shit out of this guy. They ban him for life from everything.
From no shit.
Team activities, essentially making him persona non grata as an owner. And then not only that,
he's 80.
They're forcing him to sell the team.
There's a board. What do they call that? A board of...
Board of Regents or something like that?
Basically,
it's all the other owners.
The other owners.
Are pushing him to sell the team now. How the fuck is that even legal? Like, if I recorded you without knowing about it, that's illegal. That's what happened to him.
California has different laws.
Not that one.
Actually, you know what? That whole thing.
I don't know if that would be a state thing because it's the NBA. It's the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with that many billions of dollars, I mean, any little sneeze in the wrong direction, you can lose everything.
Yeah.
And you know, money's to those people.
That's what, okay, Malice just said. It's all about the money, guys.
Yep.
It always was. It always will be. It always has been, man. People have been oppressed for fucking thousands of years because of the fucking effect because of money.
Okay, you guys are totally right, all you guys. But the fact that because he voiced an opinion in the privacy of his own fucking mansion, like,
he's a dumb motherfucker for having that girl around in the first place. I mean, don't come, you know, I mean, the guy's rich, dude. He doesn't have to take her to his house. You know, he could buy another fucking house.
I'm thinking, you know, like, having her around would, you know, even a better analogy is like carrying around a dog turd in your pocket and pulling out and showing your friends going, dude, check out this dog turd.
Look at this. Check this out.
Doesn't this look cool? It curled up just right.
It's a perfect fucking swirl. check out her hair. It's amazing. Holy shit. No, like, okay.
Oh, she's got a great name.
Okay,
though.
Here's another little sports sidebar. Like, Derek Jeter, he has a thing, like, because he's single, you know? And there's whores, right? At his house, anybody that comes in the house, just like at a key party, you're checking your fucking electronics at the door. That way there's no selfies, there's no fucking, like,
here's
videos.
And people, you know, like, people that aren't part of this whole upper echelon of sports figures, politicians and stuff like that, you're going to find them with a lot of hookers. And the reason why they're with hookers or escorts and stuff, because they keep their mouth shut. They're paid to keep their mouth shut.
Right.
Now, you get some frilly person who wants to go in there and say, oh, I screwed around with Billy Bob and his barbecues and stuff like that. You know, jumping up and down. And, oh, my God. And he dumped me. He broke my heart. I want all his millions of dollars.
Ew. What?
Okay, so...
Malice comes in and he says, I would have fucked her twice. Okay. I'm only okay with that if she actually has a dick. Because otherwise, she, like, as a female, she's atrocious. Sorry.
Yes, she is atrocious.
She's terrible. Plus, she's a traitorous whore.
Traitorous
whore. Yeah, that too. She's a traitor.
She's terrible.
Anything for money. She's a gold digger. Anything for fame. She kind of looks like Kim Kardashian's weird sister.
Yeah, the one they fucking keep in the attic.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really cook right.
Yeah, it didn't really cook right.
What am I doing? He doesn't know who she is. Why am I not fucking pulling it
up? Yeah, I can't.
V-Stivia. And she's the most famous mixed tranny in the world right now, which that's pretty cool for her.
Well, of course she is.
She's fucking terrible. So, yeah, this is who we're dealing with. You know what?
Well, once the...
I look better than
she's
that in a dress.
Beautiful, dude.
No.
Joey's all about it.
Yes. What the fuck is wrong with that face? Just because you think it's a guy, it looks ugly to you.
If that's it was a guy, I'm fine with it. I don't care.
That's a beautiful fucking woman right there.
No.
Oh, you're fucking nuts. Are you serious?
I'm fucking dead serious. That's a beautiful fucking woman.
And he's only had one beer.
Apparently.
and I've been around, too, baby.
So now, wait, you're saying...
I had like 8 playmates of the fucking year in my cab at one time. I've been fucking around a little bit. That's a beautiful fucking woman right
now. Now let me ask you this. Knowing what you know about her now, would you still?
Would
you?
Would I suck her dick? Is that what you're asking me? No, dude. But she's fucking pretty.
Well, let's get weird here. Assuming she has a dick, what would you do with her?
I wouldn't fucking do anything with her sexually, but I would...
Wait, no, you can't backtrack now just because I said
there's
a dick.
I'm not backtracking. I would totally hang out with her. I mean, she's fucking pretty, dude. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Okay.
No, she's
maybe that's like a really good picture or something.
No,
okay.
look at that.
That's a beautiful fucking woman right there.
We're looking at... Oh, my God.
Good God.
That's a tranny. Look at the feet, dude. She's got... Is that you driving?
Is that you driving?
We're looking at a picture. I'll post it
on the hood of a taxi cab.
I'll post it on Facebook, but we're looking at a picture of V. Stiviano in a pink something on the hood of a cab.
The guy's got hardly any hair.
It kind of looks like you in the low light.
I'm telling you.
He's got the wrong nose, though.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
So this is the dude. That's the dude you're talking
about. This is the guy.
So
look at his
little. Now that's ugly.
He looks like he's wearing a mask of himself.
He looks like a carved apple that got shrank, man. I mean, that's ugly as shit.
It's but Jerry Jones's cousin.
That girl, man, she's
holy shit.
Beautiful.
That's a good point too. Nice.
I don't care.
Any of these people are. We're talking about the big round orange ball, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's about how much I fucking know about it, or care.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm not into basketball. Never have been.
Blacksportsonline.com. Jesus. I feel like that's racist that I'm posting this, but whatever.
So anyway.
Trevante. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm going to have to go home and wash my computer after that comes up on there. I have no control of it.
Fucking guy. Would I suck her dick? Get after it.
Can we move to another subject now? I'm feeling a little queasy.
Let's talk about your band, right? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Let's get to the discussion we had here. Andy was apparently on a bender and forgot about all this. Oh, look at that. We're happening right now. Cool.
Oh, we're happening. Totally. Totally, dude.
So, let's see. Friday. I went after a little Facebook action. I posted in the event, "Happy Friday, folks. Head first down the rabbit hole we go. What about our country really makes you crazy when you begin to break it down?" We already kind of went over this. I put in parentheses, "the media, free speech, entitled assholes, question mark." This got off on a very strange foot. Elizabeth pops on and says, "The fact that you see tits and ass everywhere in magazines, television commercials, shows, etc., but then people freak out when a woman wants to breastfeed in a restaurant is pretty fucking crazy."
Right.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So I was watching my fuck, I fucked it up. It's another Attell joke. So I was watching my sister breastfeed for a couple of bucks. And
for a couple of bucks.
Okay, here's the thing. Just because your kid wants an appetizer doesn't mean we want to see the same appetizer. But we're guys. We are guys. If a woman takes her breast out, we're going to look. That is nature.
The thing I always heard, it was like, the woman say, you don't mind if I breastfeed, do you? And not if you don't mind if I look or if I watch, you know? That's, it should be a fair trade-off, you know? Right?
I don't see any problem with it.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I disagree with it. If she wants to breastfeed, that's all right. She doesn't need to be ogled. What the fuck? I mean,
not ogled. I'm not sitting there going, what's
going
on?
What are their choices? Going to the bathroom to fucking feed the kid. You know what I'm saying? Go
hide. Most of the women that I know that breastfeed in public, they have a blanket and they just cover the young woman's face.
Yeah, people cover it up because people are going to stare at their tit.
Only maybe three times in my whole life have I seen the actual nipple. I see it, you see the blanket and the baby, we get what's going on. But it's very, to me, it's rare that somebody's just like, fuck it, tube top down. You know, I've only seen that three times.
And
it's amazing, it's, by the way.
It doesn't bother me a bit, just as long as the baby doesn't sound like me with a nipple in my mouth.
That's fucking funny. Holy shit. All right, so
motorboats and shit.
Oh yeah, by the way, we are writing a song called Motorboat and we're going to put it on the Motor Buzzard website.
Funny. Fuck yeah.
Never mind.
She comes in and right after that and says, "Oh, and people who think that voting actually makes a difference." Anything there?
She's kind of right on that.
Yeah, it probably doesn't make a difference, but if you didn't vote, you didn't vote. So, you know, every little bit fucking helps.
Right.
Yeah, at least you did something for yourself. You made a statement for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. At least you can feel...
It's like picking up a piece of trash. It's not going to fucking save the world, but at least you feel better about doing it.
Well, what about this? You know, Carlin had that bit that was famous about, he's like, "I don't vote. I'm open about the fact that I don't vote." And people get mad at me, and they're like, "You know, if you don't vote, then you can't complain about who is president." Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because I didn't vote for him. What do you think about that?
I agree with him.
Makes sense. Right.
In my whole life, I've never voted.
I voted once. I only got to vote once, and then I was a felon for 10 minutes, so I couldn't really vote again. I voted for Obama, and I regret every second of it.
Well, look at it this way. I don't vote, never have voted. But I served in the Marine Corps. I also have been, waved the flag when it was right to wave the flag. I will support certain things. But, when you're voting for a party instead of an idea or anything that actually helps other people, the only voting that really matters is your local voting. you know, that changes your town or your county,
yeah,
or maybe even your state.
Count, yeah.
That's where the voting counts.
Right.
This federal bullshit, these wackos, you know, sitting in their sitting in their ivory towers, really, really, really is bothersome.
Right. Russell came in. The first thing he said was political correctness.
PC?
That's a giant topic right there.
Okay. Being PC, I am not PC. I won't be PC. I try to be proper when I don't know people. When I first meet them,
sure, yeah.
There's no need for me to talk the way I am right now, and I'm probably talking in front of people that I've never met before, but you respect the lady, you respect the man, you respect the house, you respect where you're at.
There's no need to fucking vomit your awful personality in front of a person that you don't know.
I have an awful personality.
Unless they
parenthetical you, not
yeah, oh,
you.
Oh, parenthetical. Okay.
Yeah, you're
I was
right,
going to have
right.
a moment.
You know I love you.
Don't touch me.
Every podcast, 15 times, don't touch me. I get it. Russell comes back and he says, and then like he kind of went off the deep end here. It was pretty funny. Russell comes in and says, and blaming me as a white male for things that have happened before I was born that I have no control over and are not part of my personal beliefs. Man the fuck up and take some responsibility instead of blaming anybody or anything that you can.
I think that one had to do about race. And here's my idea.
The fact that he said white male. How about this? No, I think he means gay rights and equality.
Here's an idea
that will shock the hell out of people.
All right.
Okay? So you don't like racism? You don't like it put on you? All right, here's an idea. For 5 years in the United States, let's take responsibility for our own race. Let's police our own race. See where we come out at.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got black blood in me. I've got fucking Russian blood in me. I've got American Native Indian in me.
You've got a Native American in you.
Yeah. Choctaw Indian.
I swear to God, I am not in him.
Yeah. I wouldn't let you. You don't have the nose for it.
Here's the thing.
So what the fuck do I do?
Here's what you
there
got.
There are more mixed people in this fucking country but than there
would,
are people that aren't
you would
mixed
be
now.
Considered white.
Mixed.
He would be considered what, Travanti?
Filipino.
Mexican.
Okay.
What the fuck, Filipino? Why is everybody you're the 85th person in the last 2 years to think that I'm fucking Asian.
I am not Oriental.
He is too big to be Filipino. Way too big. No, here's the thing. Okay, so everybody's bitching about
that's fucking funny, see what I mean?
Everybody bitches about racism and stuff like this. Okay, take responsibility for your own race. If you're black, you're black. Police your own race. If you're Mexican, you're Mexican. Police your own race.
Yeah, but
if you're white, police your own.
There are so many mixed races now.
What do you mean by police your own race?
Yeah, there are so many mixed races.
Like give me an example of like okay.
We're all the same fucking race, really. Dude.
Okay,
we're human beings.
So
what the fuck.
So, you know about police brutality against certain races in certain cities and certain states and stuff like that. Okay. Let's take the control away from the police. Let's make the police force for that race, and they only deal with that race. Their politicians only deal with that race. Okay, they vote for those politicians. They bring those politicians in. Those politicians come up to the federal level and say, okay, we do our federal things. But they police their own race, just like on a Native reservation.
You're going all. Okay, I got you.
Okay, right. So police your own. 5 years, come back, tell us how well you did. Let's see how well you did. Okay?
All right.
That's a hard thing to accept. Look at yourself first.
But the problem with that is like, okay, somebody's going to be calling for my podcast here.
Good.
There's literally no way for me to like really candy coat this and make it sound nice.
I've been talked dirty to before. Come on, baby.
I don't even know if I should say it because it's fucking terrible. But I feel like I have a point. You know what? I'm gonna. You guys can think whatever you think. I'm gonna say a race. It's not the race I mean. You can think whatever you want. I'm not going there right now. I apologize, all 10 of you. Let's just say, do you think that, like, let's say Mexicans could police themselves?
Ones that were raised in the U.S. or ones that came across?
Wait a minute. Do you mean Mexicans or do you mean Salvadorans, Mexicans, Guatemalans, Hondurans? Do you mean Latinos? Can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
No, that's why every one of
Mexicans
them in Florida
can't tell the difference between a Guatemalan and a Mexican. You should see the Guatemalan border in Mexico, dude. No, there's no.
There's about that.
No, you've never been
difference.
There. You've
that's
been
terrible.
There. You've been there to the Guatemalan border. You've been
I almost got sent there.
I've been there like 2 months ago.
Well,
the fucking Mexicans can't tell the difference between a Guatemalan and a Mexican.
They're Latinos, dude.
And they fucking hate each other, dude.
But the thing is what I'm saying is take responsibility for your own race.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay?
How do you split them up?
You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
It would be an interesting experiment.
That would
fucking
be
impossible.
See?
Impossible.
But what would it take? What would it take? It would take a massive effort.
Oh, it would be fucking
but
awful,
think about
dude.
It. But it would take your mind off the other bullshit.
My mind already isn't on the other bullshit, dude. I'm past it.
You know,
I mean, my stepdaughter is a half black, half white girl.
Okay.
Where the fuck does she go? Are you going to call her black?
Choose it.
What if she doesn't want to be black? She's in the white community. She chooses the white. Let's say she chooses the white community. She gets fucking ostracized by all the other whiteys around there because she looks half black. Let's say she chooses the black community. She's yellow. Like, I got called cornbread when I lived down in Denver on fucking Montview. All the brothers called me cornbread because I was the only white kid in the neighborhood, but they were sure I had to be a
what
fucking...
What you up to, cornbread?
I had to be a fucking mix.
Yeah. But
no
but
white kid would be in that neighborhood.
Here, right? Here,
think
so
about this
I was
here.
High yellow to them. So
I'm
the black
saying,
community's going to accept her? You know, I mean, what
holy
the fuck?
Shit.
That's just one person, dude, right?
But think about it. I'm saying try it for 5 years. Try it for 5 years. In every other country, if you're a mixed race, they're going to find a way to kill you.
I don't think that's true, dude.
Wow. We're getting
yeah. Oh, you want to know what they do in Korea? Or what they used to do? What they used
Korea's
to do in China?
Oh, Korea's our example.
We can go. We,
China
it,
and Korea.
Anywhere.
How about Europe?
Europe, I don't know. But I know back when I was over in the Orient, if you were a mixed race, if you were mixed with white and you were native Korean, there was a big problem. They just like dogs that they didn't want. They looked for a bag and a place to drown them at.
Uh-huh. My brother did two tours. He did two pack tours.
Yes.
And so he knows what it's like, yeah.
Yeah, they hate it over there.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting into an ideology that is so divided that yeah. you can't like us three right here. We can agree that we're sitting here at this table and we can agree that there's
that's philosophy.
That Andy can't have his phone next to the mixer.
But
that's all we know for,
like
for sure. It's
like a mind body problem.
It's a whole thing. We're not going to totally agree on most stuff. But here's one thing. What do we want to agree on? We want to see a better America. Okay?
I don't care about America so much. I'm more concerned with the human race, really, than America.
You, okay.
No, but you're never going to be anywhere but here. So
fuck, I live half my year in Mexico, dude.
But the human...
It's the same fucking... it's an imaginary line.
It's North America.
Tell me what
humans... But it's not the United States.
Tell me what humans were put on this earth for.
Wow. Tell you what humans were put on.
Yes.
They were put here to learn a lesson, each individually.
That's when intelligence came about. We were put on this earth to do three things.
When were we put here?
I have no clue.
Shut the fuck up.
I have no clue.
I'm shutting that
and
one down.
It's the whole thing of if we sit here and define and become PC, 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 okay, if we're going to become politically correct, we're going to choose a side. And whatever side we get on, we police our own. We police our own. And after 5 years, we come back to the center of whatever started this whole thing and see how well our side fared.
As okay? compared to what?
As compared
to... What's the parameter? I mean, what's the measuring stick?
Just shut the fuck up, both of you. This is
no measuring stick.
This is ridiculous.
Let's talk about your band, dude.
No, hang on. We're going to do a little bit more of this, and then we'll get to the band stuff, because we got about 20 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
We got a hard out at 8. People. And I guess Rock Hawk got his shit together, so... Something I could barely say. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck. There was a couple of really good ones, and now I can't find them.
Go Cox. Shit.
Oh, okay. Shout out if I can't find the fucking ones. We got Elizabeth. We got Sloan. We got Andrew, this guy right here. Got JT. And I want to talk about the Common Core stuff, but like none of us have kids, so you have kids, but they're out of school already, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is the fucking hum? What is going on here?
I actually had a carbon plate put in my head, so it's not metal anymore. It's not doing that.
No, and it's probably my horseshit not working. And why would we have a caller tonight?
I don't know.
Where's Eric?
Fuck you. Honey, Trevante's being a dick weasel.
What were some of
Leslie,
the...
thank you for hanging in there. this shit, why would it work? Two weeks in a row. God damn it.
What were some of the posts that people put in there?
Let's rattle them off. Okay, let's say...
Oh, I made a good funny. Drunk Italians on a Spanish ship.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Where is it? Okay, Sloan comes in. Women that leave the toilet seat down. Elizabeth, it's a seat. It's supposed to be down. My inner feminist will fight you to the death on this. Sloan, I'll meet you halfway, Elizabeth. I'll leave it at a 45-degree angle.
That shit's funny.
Let's see.
There's my funny one.
Andrew Scott, gravity, use it.
Yeah.
To piss? Is that what you mean?
No, if it's up, push it, it comes down.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Or stop being so fucking cheap and go buy the one that comes down on its own.
Andrew Scott again, never trust a drunk Italian on a Spanish ship. What the fuck does that mean, even?
Columbus.
Is that a reference to Columbus?
Golly, very good.
Cristobal Colón.
Wow.
Who, by the way, was a motherfucker.
Holy shit. Fucking, let's see. I got to do my math here. 600 year.
Want to count on my hands?
That's
1492.
You can count on my hands, Trevani.
Ew.
Fractions in there.
Have you?
Yes, I've always had that.
I've never seen that. Your fucking left
you,
index
how'd you
finger
how'd you
is
lose
missing.
Your finger?
Yeah.
Did you
and I play guitar,
legs?
Too.
What the fuck? How have I never seen that?
Did she cross her legs or something?
Ugh.
No, I was picking my nose and I sneezed.
That's creepy. You know what? This was our last podcast, I think. I don't really do well with that kind of stuff.
What?
So. With the fucking digit missing?
Let me tell you something.
You can run around with the transvestite, but you can't...
But the missing digits is
yeah,
the
you can't have
line,
the missing... You know, I think he's afraid of fractions is what the problem is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay,
he's
so,
a fractophobe. Are you a fractophobe?
Toilet sheet.
Found it, but should never be pissed on. Never that you can't argue with that.
I had a cool wife, man.
I'm gonna like that. And I'm gonna say that's what socks are for.
That's what socks are for. Especially the ones that lose their partner.
Yeah, exactly. If it's an orphan sock.
Oh my god!
So the orphans now
soak that piss up. Now, let me tell you a quick story. I had a customer, let's say. They handed me something, and I was looking at the something, and I'm trying to figure out, why would this customer hand me the something? I'm like, I don't really know what's going on, and I look up, and I'm like, what's the problem? And she was an older lady, dressed very nicely, right? Turtleneck, lots of jewelry, glasses, and when I said, "What's the problem?" She, what the fuck is that?
The buzzing?
Sorry. Yeah, do you hear that?
Move that phone.
Yeah.
Is it this?
Ignore it, man. Thing? Yep, that was it.
Fuck. Sorry.
Just something.
she pulls the turtleneck down and goes like that.
Oh, and she had a trach. Voice box.
It scared the shit out of me. Yeah. And not because like I've seen terrible things, but like you need I need a warning if you're gonna do that.
You know,
if you're gonna shake
ready,
my hand with a hook hand or like
or with stick your finger up your nose like that. There's a guy in Basalt named Voicebox Bob. He's been called that for a long fucking time since he lost his larynx. And even when you know the guy for years, man, and you're expecting it, it's still kind of, you know, that, you know, and you.
Well,
you know,
okay, now, here's why it freaked me out. It wasn't, like, had I been looking at her, I would have seen what was going to happen. But I was still looking at the thing, right? So, like, I saw, like, you know, is there such a thing as upper peripheral? If I'm looking down at something, is there, right?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm an asshole.
I'm thinking of something really terrible, like telling your listening public to go find you at work and say, here's my abnormality. Check it out, Geronimo.
That's a good one.
Hilarious.
The crawl.
That would be jacked up. Right. I could hear my name being cussed from your work.
No, if it happens, I'll know the source.
So you look up as she's pulling her turtleneck down.
No, I see the movement of the turtleneck being pulled down, and then I hear the voice. Like,
oh.
Okay, how about this?
Holy shit.
I have weird little thoughts in my head. Like, do you ever see somebody and you're like, that person should sound like this? And then when they don't, you're like, oh, you sound really...
I've actually heard that from people before.
About you?
You sound different on the phone than you look you should sound like. Shit like that.
By the way, Andrew, you sound exactly like you should.
Like the way you
just
should,
big sexy, you just
big sexy fucking.
They like that big sexy voice.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Get after it.
I'm like the Barry White of Native America.
That's like
baby.
It's a 5-speed.
Let me touch your hair. Yeah, move a little closer.
That's fucking weird. Anyways, no, that's why I just like freaked out.
So what was your point?
I don't know.
He doesn't like my finger.
Yeah, you have a weird finger. What?
Yeah.
How'd you lose it? What happened?
Got it crushed off on a drilling rig. Almost lost that one too.
You have weird short fingers for being like as huge
as you
are.
I got bear paws, buddy.
You really do.
Yeah.
Just
do you
fucking
work, do you ever
catcher's mitts.
On the platform?
Yep.
Fucking Jesus, dude! I got a shitload of respect for guys that can do that for a living. I mean, fuck.
I worked on them back when...
North Dakota, 40 feet in the fucking air in the wintertime.
That's when my wife is...
Fucking hot, dude.
Leslie doesn't like the socks comment, by the way.
Oh, well, of course.
Says shut it.
Oh, shut it.
Shut it.
Actually, my wife is going to be driving truck in North Dakota for a month up in Williston.
By Williston.
Is it
my
bad
real good friend,
for me to
Kyle
say that
Knox
I find that hot?
Lives in Williston. Tell your wife
that my wife does that?
Yes.
Why do you think I stay with her?
I don't really know.
She's
I don't know
hot.
Why she stays with you.
She's hot.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
She does man things better than men.
Then so that makes her hot.
Yeah, it makes her real hot.
There you go.
It makes her fucking awesome, that's for sure.
Don't let him lie. He pointed
tell
at
your
me
wife
and I bit,
if she runs
it, bit it off.
Tell your wife if she runs into a tall, red-headed, curly-headed guy
that,
up there, you know, his name is Kyle Knox. He's from Rifle. He's got a house in Rifle. He lives in Williston.
Which one of these do you like? Any of them?
What do you want to do? Do you want to rock?
Well, I want to end with one, so pick one.
Put talking circles on.
All right. Let's get to that. Like, we got a hard out now because Rock Hog's doing well. What's going on with Concrete Effect? Thanks for coming and doing this. I know, like, it's bullshit.
Oh,
yeah.
It's fucking awesome. I loved it. And I love the name of your band, by the way.
Hey, you know, the great idea, I had a great idea for an album cover. Now, think about it. Concrete Effect. Everybody's like, what's a Concrete Effect? You put a kid that just fell off a tricycle and he just scraped his fucking knee and he's holding on to his leg going... Oh,
like
concrete
effect right there,
you know. Oh, but so you want to know what's going on with the band?
Yeah.
All right.
Bring us up to speed.
Okay. June 6th, we go. Sean and I are going into Colorado Sound to mix down another song, or have another song mixed down, so we can post up. It should be up in about a week or so, and it'll be mastered, and
nice.
It'll be up for purchase. June 21st, we're playing Castleman's. In
nice.
Denver.
Nice.
June 10th, we're going to be at X Saloon in Denver. And we just got done doing sort of a demo thing for a new sound and light company that's coming out called Valkyrie Productions. These guys got a badass setup. I mean, there's a video of us with their sound system, and man, that sound system and lighting system was badass.
Nice.
So.
Oh, yeah. When did you post that? I feel like I saw it. Like
it's just got posted yesterday or the day before.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Actually,
he's reading off a pad, by the way.
Like, yeah, I'm reading off a pad, talking points, you know. And, you know, DJ Dimes, I mean, what can I say? The guy shows up at every one of our shows. He promos our music, plays it all the time down there. I mean,
Dimes is the shit.
Oh, yeah. I love the guy. He is. And
he's the reason that I'm.
He's like a huge fan of music. We need more people like that.
Yeah.
More music.
And our music has been played on the regular radio stations down there, too. And I just found out today that the radio guy up at CMC put us on rotation today. Great. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. They're supporting local music. It's like, yeah, dudes. All right. And then, you know, the band has talked about it. We want to put a show together again here in Glenwood. Right. And we just started talking about the idea and maybe some sponsors and stuff. And we're thinking, you know, like, a band called BC9 out of Denver. And maybe, I mean, the reason Travanti got me on this podcast.
The picture has your stupid finger pointing at me.
Point you.
Look, it looks like it's stuck on the computer.
That's
fucking great.
And, you know, maybe if we can talk Stevel Reed in from Flood of Souls into it,
bro.
We'll put those three bands together. We will melt Glenwood.
I'm a little annoyed at Drew of Flood of Souls right now because he's in Powell partying. He was supposed to be here tonight.
Oh,
it didn't work out, but he's going to be back, you know, if he wants any part of this action.
Man, I'm telling you, the band is doing great right now. You know, we're taking the steps slowly and, you know, hopefully.
Who's in the band again?
We have Sean Hoyt on lead vocals and rhythm guitar.
Bass?
Lead tambourine, too.
Bass?
Jim Sandretto.
Okay.
And then lead guitar and backing vocals is...
Say again?
Mr. Shoddy's.
No. What's the first name?
Earache. Shut up, you piece of shit.
Earache.
Why do you say it so weird?
Earache.
It doesn't have two E's, Earache. You asshole.
How do you say it?
Eric.
Earache.
No.
Earache.
How do you say Erie, Pennsylvania?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Earache.
Two E's.
Earache.
Oh, what's wrong with
Jesus
you?
Christ.
You have some kind of
Eric Shadi's, and then there's me, Adrian Scott, on drums and backing vocals.
All right.
And oh, good God. You people are sick. You are sick.
Thank you.
You know, we've got our T-shirts now. We just ordered the ladies' T-shirts, and we're getting the ladies' underwear with the Concrete Vibe stuff on it, and we will get you your own thong, Travanti.
Wait. What did you just say?
Oh, yeah. Ladies' underwear.
No.
Ladies' shirts.
I fucked up.
What did I say?
You said Concrete Vibe.
No, I meant to say Concrete Effect.
Fuck.
We're destroyed.
I might as well just cut this thing off.
You can just shoot me now. But we even have
old band.
I even gave Travante some stickers.
Yeah, man, we got some swag.
He got some swag today when I came in. Even you
fucking
get some stickers.
Thank you.
I'm gonna cut Eric. Just kidding. So I got the band photo,
awesome.
I got the band logo, and I've got also Sweet Colorado.
Yeah, but
we're not going to talk about Colorado because they like. I need to get Colette to come in here and do the podcast finally.
Oh, good God!
Do you know Colette? Do you know
Colorado?
The blonde.
Yes.
For reasons I'm not going to expound on right now.
You're a fucking pervert.
She badly needs to come and do. No, it's not about that.
Oh,
at all.
Okay.
She badly needs to come and do this podcast.
Okay.
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Well,
maybe because you have fun here, right?
Yeah,
maybe
I always have fun
her.
Here.
Like maybe she'll come do it because you said so.
You want me to go talk to her?
Maybe she won't. Leave it out.
I swear to God, I won't be here when you get here, Colette.
No, you know what? You might have to, you know, help kind of steer the ship. I'm not sure, but
steer the ship.
Play the tunes.
No, I just want a water ski, man.
What the fuck? We got 8 minutes still. How long is the song?
Way.
Four something.
All right.
At least it's not 3 minutes.
We got 4 minutes
fucking
to kill. Fuck
right
it.
On, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. We're just rocking out.
Listen, oh,
this is bad.
Effect!
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something about the stickers. All right. We have a contest. You put those stickers on your vehicle or whatever you're going to put them on, whatever the coolest picture is with our sticker by the end of the summer, you know, where you can take it
How
to a cool place.
How about if I put it on a wheelbarrow that I wheel concrete in?
That might not win you anything.
Fuck, dude.
You know, but what if it's a cool picture and it can't be Photoshopped or anything like that,
right?
With our sticker on it, you win all our bling. You get T-shirts, you know, stickers, free downloads, everything.
I feel like I'm going to show you guys a photo right now. Let me go to my albums.
You look like such a thug.
Yeah, I'm a real hard ass. This guy. I feel like I'm gonna Photoshop the bumper sticker on that picture right there. It's me on top of Mount Elbert holding the Mount Elbert. I feel like I should put the concrete effect thing. I'm holding it as if I have a giant wooden hard on. Right.
That would be a concrete effect.
I feel
of
like
a,
if
kind.
If I had the sticker, I would have put it on that.
What? When I went up there. I know our band makes you hot every time you hear us,
dude. I fucking love you guys. You know that.
Yeah.
Love it.
You know, somebody's got to love us. Oh, my God. Oh, and yeah, I got to mention somebody else.
All right.
My boss is really cool about this whole band thing. All he says is, he just says, man, just give me your schedule and you can have it off.
Right.
And it's Arch Electric. I had to give him a plug for that. Just say, hey, thanks, Scott, for letting me, you know, do my thing.
That's awesome.
Come on, Rock Hog. What do you mean, take my time? I thought you were ready to go. What's going on here?
What's going Rock on? What's going on, dude?
Let me do some like last minute shout outs. I know. Okay, my buddy in podcasting, Brad Hutchings, and his co-host Jay Cobb. Cobb was not here, but Brad was, and he saw like this is the best part. It's very poetic. I've sat through a couple hours of him trying to set up all the tech and get it all working. And it wasn't working, and he was panicking. So I think the fact that he checked it out when everything took a shit is sort of amazing. So, Brad, I appreciate you checking it out. OMB, Old Man Beaston, Cease, and Dean Montgomery. Who else we got here? I think that's it. It was a little. It would have been better if it wouldn't went down. Fuck.
Oh, well. We'll have to do this again.
Absolutely.
Let's do it real soon.
Yeah. Let's see. We got 5 minutes. So I have a minute to talk about the... all the places we can see all this shit. GoFromThere.podbean.com is the home site. Search Go From There on iTunes. Next week, you know, unless Comcast fucking
takes a digger again.
This is the first announcement of any kind about this, and to me it's a big deal. Another podcast vet will join us on the next live show, which will be, I believe... Actually, it might even be Thursday. I'm not sure. I got to shit. Is it Thursday? Fuck. It might be Thursday. I might be in trouble here. Shit. Yeah. Ooh. It is Thursday. Shit. I gotta make a little phone call.
Do I gotta come back here?
Ninth it is.
Maybe.
Okay.
Front woman of Sorrow Seed, who is now in the Kill Trend rotation. There's two songs by Sorrow Seed. There's one called Nemesis Engine, and then there's one called Arcana of the Lich Queen. She's a fucking badass cosplay chick. Like, she'll kill you with a Nintendo controller. She's amazing. She's one of my favorite guests I've ever had. Lilith Astaroth is going to join us. I'm not sure when, but everybody that cares will know. So that should go down Thursday. Where are you guys at?
Where are we at?
Yeah.
Okay, June 21st, we'll be at Castleman's in Denver. And on July 10th, we will be at X Saloon in Denver.
ReverbNation.com/... Or no, you don't want to fuck with that right now?
Reverb Nation...
go on Reverb...
Reverb Nation, look up... Look up Concrete Effect. We're there, and you can get to Reverb Nation off of our Facebook page.
There you go. Okay.
Concrete Effect.
Facebook.com/Concrete Effect. All the effects are there. Follow the band. Get after it. Are you on Twitter? You're on Twitter.
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
You're not really doing it, though, right?
I still haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, just forget it. You're too old.
Fuck you.
Also, follow me on Twitter, at GFTPod. There is an unofficial God damn it.
Concrete Effect?
The wheels are falling off at the end here. There's an unofficial Kill Trend Radio account. None of us have anything to do with it, so I don't really know why it's there. But Yeah, just go find all that stuff, and then, you know, find Joey. Do you have any actual thing, or is it just you on Facebook?
That's no, it. There's pictures of me at the post office, but that's it.
Go find Joseph Sissom on Facebook and friend the guy, because he's a good dude. This is awesome. I feel like I had a really good time here, and I also feel like I probably should end the podcast with a little... you said this one, she said the other one.
Who said?
Your wife.
No.
She said this one.
Yeah, do that one.
Do you want that one?
That one.
All right. Well, let's get after it. Talk in circles, concrete effect. You're a good drummer.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Kill Trend people, thanks for checking in with us. Hopefully next week will be, you know, no technical glitches because Lilith is badass. See you next time. Later.